Drill 5. You are going to hear some dialogues that include teen speak. Listen to each dialogue and then choose the best option according to what you learned about the meanings of teen speak. Number 1.
Jessica, your room is a mess. I can't even see the top of your desk, and there are dirty clothes all over the floor.
Okay, Mom, I'll take care of it.
Check.
Letter N is correct.
According to the article, teenagers often use expressions such as, I'll take care of it, to mean that they are willing to act as if they have taken their parents' request seriously, when in fact, they really haven't. So, Jessica probably won't clean her room anytime soon.
Number 2.
Dad, Scott wants me to go skiing with him on Sunday. Can I go?
Sorry, Jeff. We're going to your Aunt Isabel's house for lunch.
Great.
Check. Letter P is correct.
We read that a word such as great can mean lots of things, even that something is truly good. However, since Jeff really wanted to go skiing with Scott, when he says great, he means that his father has ruined his plans for Sunday.
Number 3.
What do you think of your new computer, Annie?
It's awesome!
Check.
Letter M is correct.
Most people use awesome to describe things that are very big or unbelievable in some way, such as a cathedral or a mountain peak. In teen speak, however, awesome is used for anything that the speaker thinks is very good. So, we can bet that Annie thinks her new computer is fantastic.
Number 4.
Hi, Kim. You're home early. We didn't expect you until later. So, how was Lynn's party?
Okay.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Check.
Letter O is correct.
We learned that when teenagers give short answers to their parents' questions, it usually means that they aren't willing to talk about the subject. Therefore, Kim's answers show that she doesn't really want her parents to ask about the party.
Number 5.
Bruce, we need to talk seriously about your grades. I had a discussion with your math teacher today, and we agreed that if you don't buckle down and study, you won't pass this year.
I'll take care of it, Dad. Can I go now?
No, we haven't finished our conversation yet. Starting today, I want to see you studying at night instead of goofing off with those juvenile delinquents you call friends. Do you understand?
Whatever.
Check. Letter P is correct.
According to the article, whatever is the ultimate response in teen speak, and it signals that the teenager isn't listening to what the adult is saying. So, even though Bruce's father is trying to make a point and have a serious conversation with his son, Bruce probably isn't listening to his father anymore.